This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And in the category of there's an idea, the dating app Tinder will now let users do criminal background checks on potential dates, free twice, then $2.50 each. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
Dating apps can be used for all kinds of unsavory and criminal behavior, says Naomi Leeds with victims' rights law firm C.A. Goldberg.
It's cyberstalking. It's threats to disseminate intimate images. It's coercion.
A Pew survey in 2020 found a majority of women don't consider these apps safe. Tracy Breeden was hired by Tinder a year and a half ago to help change that.
My vision is really focused on preventing not just physical harm, but psychological, emotional abuse, harassment.
In addition to background checks, Tinder has added features to verify identity and prompt users to reconsider sending messages that could be seen as harassment. It's the right thing to do and good for business, says Sarah Kunst, a former advisor to dating app Bumble.
For most dating apps, you need supply and demand, right?
If too many women desert these apps, she says, they become less attractive for everyone else. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.